What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
Do I sound better with a mic like this, by the way?
Honestly, you sound the same.
Whenever I was editing episodes, I was like, man, I should get closer to the mic. And then you just totally killed that.
I saw you pick up the mic and I was like, oh, he's about to sound louder. And then you sounded the exact same. I was like, oh, okay.
There's a joke about me being monotone and also being sound that you just totally missed. And I appreciate you not roasting me on the podcast episode because I wouldn't have had that kind of self-control.
Learning new things every day.
We are the Positive Truth. We do the uplifting and positive news. We have 6 positive news stories. Tim, word on the street is you have a theme. So what's your theme this week?
My theme is the youth are awesome with the positive truth. I'm going to start off today talking about an 11-year-old girl who already earned 2 degrees and is on her way to UC Riverside to earn her bachelor's degree. Her name is Alisa Perales. She is an amazing student. She went to community college. She gets a degree in multiple sciences and another degree in mathematics at 11 years old. And how she did that was her father, Raphael, said he noticed at a very young age she liked to learn. So by the age of 1 year old, she learned her ABCs, she learned how to count. And then after that, he decided, you know what, let's just keep going. So he kept reading to her, he kept teaching her. And at a very young age, he realized, oh, she's a little bit smarter than everybody else around her. So he just decided to keep pushing her as far as she wanted to go. Ms. Perales was asked, what do you want to do with your career one day? And she said, one day I want my dad and I to either go to the space or go to Mars. An 11-year-old girl who's a genius, who's still a daddy's girl. I loved everything about this story. And I was like, man, this young girl right now at 11 years old is doing more than most adults that I've met in my entire life. So shout out to her for trying to get this education, for out here showing the youth that you can be awesome getting an education, because we need more kids like that. Like her out there anyways to show these other young kids it's cool to be in school.
And then let's just top it off. She's a daddy's girl and Tim likes that. So I have a theme as well. Mine is comeback stories with the positive truth. My first one is about Haleem Flowers. Have you ever heard of him?
I have not.
If you would have met him before 96, he wouldn't have went by Haleem. He would have went by Face. He grew up in Maryland, moved to DC. He didn't know it at the time, but his father was addicted to crack. Mid-90s, wanted to be in DC. And whenever he was young, he got really high scores in class. He was really good at art. But he didn't care, because when he got to DC, his first interaction was with a bully. Bully tried to beat him up. Haleem fought back. And then they were friends. But then when you're friends with the bully, they just kept bullying other people. And instead of them being in class together, they were in the streets shooting dice. Haleem was small, though. Imagine 1996. He's 5'1", 100 pounds. So everyone called him.
Oh, he's smaller than me.
Yeah, he's small. Everyone called him Babyface. He didn't like that. He'd call me Face. I don't like my name. Call me Face. I'm going to call him Face. Face was ditching class, shooting dice, 16 years old, late 1996, like December. And he lost, and he was hanging out with gang members in the street. They were all selling drugs, robbing people's houses. And he was like, hey, you need some cash. You should rob the old folks in this apartment over here. So they gave Face a gun. He goes in the apartment and he goes to rob them. They throw the money on the ground. Whenever Face goes to grab it, they grab the gun. Cause of course he's 5'1", 100 pounds. He gets the gun away from him. He runs away. They ask him where the cash is at, and they tried to grab the gun. I ran. So they took the gun from Face, went in there. Bad things happened. Whenever the cops came, everyone blamed it on Face because Face had told everybody he went in there. So all those people he was hanging out with threw him under the bus. Now, this is 1996. He gets arrested, trial, committed. all before like 1997. So he goes to jail February 8th, 1997. And he got life. 40 years at 16 years
old. Tough.
So he goes in 5'1", 100 pounds into jail. And he said the first 2 years, he just was just like, ah, this is what happens to everybody. But then he realized whenever he turned 18, all these people he was trying to impress, all the people he was hanging out with in the streets, none of them cared about him. It was like his mom, his family, they never came to visit. And he realized like, oh, I'm going to be in here for another 38 years. I have ruined my life. I'm not getting out until I'm 56. And so he was devastated. So he set a goal. I want to read a day, write a day, one push-up, one sit-up. That was his goal. And he had a woman that would come by and she would bring him books every day. So he also set a goal like, I'm going to get my GED. And he just started reading books. And whenever he was reading books, it came along a fact that like young men, like people, their cerebral cortex, it isn't developed until they're 25. And so he started sending letters to politicians, news, people all over America. And he's, this isn't fair that I'm in jail for 40 years whenever like I was so influenced as a young kid. He sent it to George Bush. He sent it to Obama. He sent it to Trump. And eventually the law changed and he got to go through a new trial again. He got off because he had been in for so long. And so 22 years later in 2019, he got out of jail. Whenever he got out of jail, you've been in there for over most of your life. He started doing speeches and all that, and he did an art show. He's in Oakland. To his shock, with his art, somebody buys 7 of his pieces for $2,000 each. Turns out to be Joe Lacob,
owner
of the Warriors. And he's like, oh, I really like your story. I'm one of the people you mailed. I really like your art. Come to a Golden State Warriors game. So he goes to a Warriors game. He gets some connections. He's like, start your own fashion brand. I got some people. Let's connect on it. And so he started doing that. Then the pandemic happens. So he can't really do the fashion brand. So he starts doing his art. He starts putting it on display. And all of his art is about like young men, the justice system, how hard it is. He ends up selling millions of dollars worth of artwork. And now all of his art's about the justice system. He wrote an awesome letter called like a letter to Halim. Stop calling yourself face. Boom, I actually have the article. Should share it on the little sheet so you can share it on the Facebook page. But he changed his whole life around. And it's just an amazing comeback story. And it's like his main theme is you can always come back. You can always push yourself to be better, no matter how bad things are. And so, yeah, the story of Halim Flowers is my first positive news story of the day.
Yo, 10 out of 10 story. This young man, like, turned his struggles into some beautiful art, literally. That's amazing. It's crazy how some people's lives can start off so bad. And as long as you're pushing forward, trying to make something of yourself, feeding yourself with positivity, positive things happen to you, man. I love all these stories that we always do on here. And it's a kind of a constant reminder that you don't want to give up in life. And you also don't want to let one mistake dictate what happens to you for the rest of your life. So yeah, shout out to him. I wanted to say shout out to Face, but that's not what he goes by anymore.
Halim. He actually put that in.
Halim.
He put that in his letter, word for word, basically, Tim.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Experience in life. You never understand when you're younger, but then you get it when you're older.
Facts. Facts on facts. Man, my next one is another 11-year-old. Her name is Mandy. So Mandy was at home with her mom, at home with her brother. Her dad actually was at work in Texas. And what ended up happening, this actually happened here in Oklahoma City, right down the street from one of my friend's house. I actually saw a news article that morning of this happened. Lightning struck and actually hit her house, and the house caught on fire. So what ended up happening was Mandy, she's in the room watching TV. Her mom and her brother are in their room going to sleep. And all of a sudden, she hears a loud bang. Bang happens. She looks outside. She sees that there's a little bit of a fire. And then all of a sudden, her house starts to fill up with smoke. And she realized really fast at 11 years old, oh no, I think my house is on fire. So she immediately runs to her mom's room, runs to her brother's room and lets them know what's going on. Her mom, a little scared, a little frantic, looks outside, knows the same thing, and she's, okay, we have to go. They got really obviously terrified. Her mom ended up spraining her ankle so she could barely walk. Mandy, the 11-year-old, picks up her mom, pushes her mom out the door. Right after she pushes her mom right out the door, she forgot one thing. I need to call 911. So she grabs her phone, calls 911, goes outside. Her neighbors outside heard it and saw everything that was going on. They go over to help Mandy and her mom. First responders show up. They obviously help everybody. Everybody's perfectly okay. The beautiful story about this to me is Mandy, at 11 years old, was always told by her father, hey, make sure you take care of your brother and your mother. So her father, who was not there, heard about everything and said, I never thought in my life that those words would literally be what she would have to do. And I'm so proud of my daughter. I thought this was super amazing, JP, because just recently, Mandy and her family were able to link up with the first responders that were there to help save their lives and tell them thank you. There was so much thanks all around, but the first responders were actually thanking Mandy for doing such a heroic job and saving her family. And yeah, to me, that's just amazing because I think the youth are awesome and there's heroes everywhere.
Shout out to Mandy, doing the right thing, standing up. Most of the time when you tell kids to look out for each other, it's like the son, the brother. Girl power right there, standing up for everybody. So shout out to Mandy.
Yep, she did the adult thing to do. She said whenever they were at the hospital as well, JP, I forgot about this part. She said she was trying to be the adult and responding back to everybody that was texting and calling and letting them know everybody was okay. I thought that was pretty awesome and pretty mature of her.
That is really mature of her because whenever I'm busy, that phone is...
I hear that.
So I definitely like... The youth are awesome with positive truths. Before
yes,
we get
sir.
To our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, you often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for my kiddos today. They hooked me up on Father's Day with a cool keychain, some Power Rangers socks, and a Thunder shirt that says number one dad on the back. Go Thunder. I love everything about it. It was super cute when they walked out, when they woke up this morning. They were like, hey.
Hold up. Your shirt says number one dad on the back?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. Let me stand up really quick. Can you see it?
Yes. And he got OKC on the front. See, here's the thing. You snitched on us that I didn't upload both episodes last week because I got behind. But this is not going to come out for a little while.
Okay.
Here's another thing. The Thunder might lose between now and then. So hopefully this ages well.
I'm a Thunder fan regardless, win or lose, so it's okay. Thunder up. But I'm definitely grateful for them, man. I'm grateful for my kiddos. They're amazing. They were super happy and like super anxious to give me all of the stuff that they gave me. I got this really cool keychain too. This is actually like my favorite gift. It's a Power Ranger keychain. It says dad on the Black Ranger, Leandro's name on the Red Ranger, and Layla's name on the Pink Ranger, just like we were for Halloween. So 10 out of 10 gift from them.
That is actually really great.
Sir, yes, sir. What about you? What are you grateful for?
I can't be that at all. The keychain was like out of left field. How? Back to the keychain. Where did that get made?
I literally, so on fit.
Also, shout out to Edna.
Edna said she saw it on Facebook. Edna.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you already know. She actually said she saw it on Facebook and she was like, oh, this would be super cute. Crazy part is I saw it on Facebook and I was like, oh, I want to order this for myself. And I was like, let me not do that. I didn't even bring it up to her or anything. She actually just saw it on her own, ordered it. And she was like, I hope he likes it. And honestly, it's probably the best gift I've ever gotten. I've only been a dad for 7 years, but this is like 10 out of 10 gift. You guys know how I like the Power Rangers. I'm happy with it.
The algorithm got you both.
Facts.
I'm grateful for mentors because I always tell people, success in life is hard work, luck, and a support system. So whenever you're a kid, it's all support system and all luck because you're not working hard whenever you're a kid, but you're just surviving. You just gotta hope your parents and like your environment takes care of you and you get really lucky and you don't do something dumb because sometimes toddlers are out to kill themselves. I'm sure you know that, Tim.
Oh my gosh, that's a fact.
And then, but as you get older, it still changes. Like, you still need connections and all that. And you still need mentors in your life. And so that's a good segue into my next positive news story. It's about a man called Jimmy Wilson. Name's Jimmy Wilson, 40 years old. And he works and volunteers at North Yorkshire Horizons. Now, North Yorkshire Horizons is actually a drug and alcohol dependency group. They got 5 hubs all over the United Kingdom. But what makes him so special is that he was admitted there. 3 years ago, he came in and he was drinking 150 units a week. Now, here in America, we don't know what a unit is, so let me translate that for you. He was drinking 12 pints of beer between 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. every day.
That's a lot.
Plus, he was doing 8 before he got to work. So he was doing around like 20 units a day. He was doing anywhere between 140 to 160 units a week of beer. And then it got so bad that like it drove his anxiety up. He had to quit his job. He basically became so dependent on alcohol, he couldn't function. So he went into the group and he went to get some help. And 3 years later, he's been completely sober. He's dropped 110 pounds and now he works there and helps other people like him. So whenever people go in there and they're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can break it. Everyone's like, have you seen Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson came in here and he's making a difference. And now he comes here and he helps other people. And so people come in there and they're like, the whole group is like, they just want him at the door. They want him smiling and talking to people. Because it's like, they tell him like, Jimmy, if you can do this, you're gonna inspire other people to be able to do this. And he's given himself purpose. He runs local group sessions for free at the local library where he doesn't even get paid. Where he's like, yeah, just come up here anytime you're struggling. I'll be up here. We can talk about this. He went from completely struggling 3 years ago to helping people in his community with a hell of a bounce back story. And I want to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
I love that story so much, JP. He reminds me that helping others is helping yourself. There's some of us out here in this world that really enjoy and really get something back from helping others. It helps heal whatever trauma that we're going through. And he found that in life and he's sticking with it. And I think that's beautiful, man. That's so beautiful.
As Tim would say, tu sabes.
So, yeah.
Still doing things. What do you have for your last Youth is Awesome positive news story?
Man, I wanted to put the spotlight on Miss Prasidhi Singh. She is a 12-year-old internationally recognized climate advocate, environmentalist, and a social entrepreneur from India. She was one of the youngest speakers at the COP28 and represented Gen Alpha as the youngest head of delegation at the COP29, leading her UN-accredited NGO, the Prasidhi Forest Foundation. This young girl is amazing. She spearheaded an impactful nature-based solution to address the climate crisis, including the plantation of over 150,000 trees across 110 locations, the restoration of mangroves and lakes, biodiversity conservation initiatives, and the facilitation of over 1,000 workshops that have empowered more than 800,000 farmers, rural children, and communities. This young girl is amazing. She is out here leading not only her community, but her country. I think this is an amazing thing. When I saw this, I was like, hold on, what's going on? There's all kind of videos about her. There's a Wikipedia page about her. Prasidhi Singh. If you don't know her name, look it up. Doing amazing things out here in the world because we're all still trying to go green out here in 2025, even though it doesn't rhyme with 17.
She's done 1,000 workshops and she's 12.
12. 12. I've been what? To like
how like seriously like how you've barely been alive for 1,000 days, you know what I mean?
What is it, that 10,000 hour rule to become an expert? Like, she's taking it serious. She's about to find out how much of an expert she's about to be, man.
Sounds like she already is. Can I vote for this person for president? Me,
isn't that the truth? Wow.
Goodness. Yeah, but you said I honestly stopped listening after 1,000 workshops because in my head I was just like, how? Like, how? Like, you're 12. How did you pull this off? How did you do all those things at 12 years old? I'm telling you, when we were 12, it was nothing but basketball, video games, girls, and I didn't even have time for those things. I don't know how she's doing school and all this.
I was playing a lot of basketball because I couldn't get girls, so.
Me too. What is that a fact? I'm just saying. So yeah, amazing positive news story. It actually segues with my comeback story. So my first couple comeback stories have been about people. Now I want to talk about the comeback story of the Klamath River. It hugs the Oregon-California border. It was one of the most important rivers for America and Native Americans. Millions of birds, salmon, fish, other native species, they all use this river. But then starting in 1918, the first of four dams, the hydroelectric power dams, were installed. It destroyed the river. Salmon, other native species, they use the river to migrate and they carry nutrients and assistance from the ocean, all got stalled. Tons of animals died and increased the water temperatures and allowed toxic algae like blooms to thrive. It got so bad that in 2002, there was virtually no fish. It got so warm and so hot, it killed 70,000 salmon and other species. It was one of the worst die-offs ever to occur in the US. On top of that, Native Americans in the region had used the river for their whole ecosystem, and then it was just gone. It destroyed the landscape, it made a whole lake that wasn't needed, and it just killed wildlife. But who would have known? Starting in 2020, almost 20 years after the die-off, it was like, you know what we should do? We should probably take these dams down, find some other ways to make electricity, and try to save the river. And starting in 2025, they just started doing it. They knocked down everything. And what would you, within 6 months, Tim, vegetation's coming back, the algae's going away, salmon and fish are coming back to the river. And it only took 6 months, to undo over 100 years of trauma. Nature always finds a way, and you can too, with positive truth.
Yeah, it's almost like we put in a little bit of effort, we can fix some things, you know?
Who would have known? With the positive
who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Spell that, Tim.
T-H-U-N-K. Thunk.
Yeah, that's the OKC coming out of us for sure.
Fox.
We'll see if the AI editor even allows that word. What is that?
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. In the heart of every young person lies the potential for greatness. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.